basically smallholder farmers and indigenous people, rural societies, peasants are left behind. Unlike the city, Asunción has a very, very good lifestyle and very strong middle class life. So the inequality among these two pictures was very striking. One of the problem is access to resources. Indigenous people, some of them, and smallholder farmers, many of them, they are not able to access land. Even if they are access to land, they don't have enough possibility to access to market, access to technology, access to some credits that they can really produce and sell their food while competing with the big time producers. So they are in a survival mode, basically.
I understand that one of the primary focuses of your visit has been the expansion of soy cultivation. What has been the impact of this kind of expansion, of this specific cultivation, in the overall picture of food safety in the country?
Basically, I didn't come to really investigate soy production. There was an information, of course. We did read the reports and understand what's going on. But when you come into the country, you see more deeply how penetrated the society, kind of monoculture, agricultural activity. I would have liked at least a balanced picture. While they are doing agricultural kind of agro-businesses, they have to protect the smallholder farmers. So that was my main point, to give the authorities the balanced picture.
Finally, what were the main recommendations that you forwarded to the Paraguayan authorities?
There are some preliminary recommendations. First, there are some laws in the parliament is sitting in relation to right to food and food sovereignty. They should really push these bills become a law. This law could give the smallholder farmers a better future. Of course, laws also should be implemented properly. And also, I recommended ratify the optional protocol of the Economic and Social Rights Covenant, which is the new protocol in 2012. Some countries ratified, and it's right now entered into force. And I recommended one of the issues that government should do that as an international human rights commitments. Also, the recommendations was making a kind of balanced view about the industrial agriculture vis-a-vis the smallholder farmers. Another recommendation is about dealing with the environment and human health, because there is an intensification of the agricultural policy, which is a very important impact on the environment and the human health. Is heavily used pesticides is a major, major issue in the country right now.